hate crime in a South Carolina church.
A white man walked into an African-American church and opened fire while people were praying.
Charleston police hunt for a suspect.
We are going to do everything to find this individual.
Papal document on the environment.
That mankind is causing global warming.
Big change for the $10 bill.
It's time for them to be back on our paper currency.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Jim Crisul in Charleston, South Carolina, with the CBS World News Roundup. There's a massive manhunt going on here this morning for a young white gunman who walked into a historically black church and started shooting last night, killing the pastor and eight others. He sat among the congregation for nearly an hour during their prayer service and Bible study.
These people were in church. They were in church, and they violated the sanctity of that.
The massacre has left people upset and shocked.
Somebody got to stand and ask the question, what has happened?
They're angry, and they have every right in the world to be angry, because this has happened in our community, and we're tired of it.
It happened at the Emmanuel AME Church, one of the oldest black churches in the South. The pastor who was killed was State Senator Clemente Pinckney. Charleston Mayor Joe Riley calls it, quote, an unspeakable, heartbreaking tragedy and a hate crime.
The only reason someone could walk into church and shoot people praying is out of hate. That it is the most dastardly act that one can possibly imagine.
Police Chief Greg Mullen has released an image of a possible suspect in a vehicle from surveillance video.
We need information. We've got a good starting point here. We've got a good suspect. And what we need now is to get the assistance of the community.
The chief says there's no reason to believe that the suspect has left the area. But authorities around the country have been alerted, and the FBI is helping in the investigation. Steve?
Jim Crisula, thanks. In New York City, two arrests in a matter of days. College students accused of plotting terror. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
Federal agents say those students plan to use homemade bombs to attack New York City targets in support of ISIS. Yesterday, the FBI arrested 21-year-old Fareed Mamouni. Officers say they were searching his home when he attacked an agent with a knife. Court papers say Mamouni was plotting with Munther Omar Salah, a college student arrested earlier. His father claims Salah was set up.
Set him up with the informants.
But the FBI says Salah was looking up bomb-making instructions and researching New York landmarks on the Internet.
Well, more rains expected today in the Midwest from Oklahoma on up to Illinois. The system that was Tropical Storm Bill has left a mess. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in Ardmore, Oklahoma, where a two-year-old was swept away by floodwaters.
The southern part of the state is the latest to be surrounded, blown, and drenched by the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill. Texas drivers are also facing dangerous and waterlogged roadways. Three teenagers clung to the roof of their car in an Austin park as raging floodwaters inched up around them. Firefighters had to battle through water up to their waists, eventually pulling the group to safety in a boat.
Officials in Berkeley, California, believe rotting wood beams caused the collapse of an apartment balcony early Tuesday. Six college students died, seven were hurt. Investigators are looking into a close call Tuesday night at Chicago's Midway Airport as two jets began to take off at the same time on intersecting runways.
Stop.
Southwest on 31 Center. Were we the ones clear for takeoff?
Yes, sir, you were. You were the one. You were doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That audio from liveatc.net, a Southwest jet to Tulsa did have the proper clearance. A Delta jet to Atlanta did not. The pilots of both planes stopped 2,000 feet from the intersection. In an historic new encyclical, Pope Francis calls climate change a moral issue that needs the world's attention. Rome correspondent Alan Pizzi.
This is aimed not just at Catholics, but at all mankind, because we all share the planet. And he's basically saying it's time to accept reality and clean things up for everyone's sake, not just the poor, not just the rich, but all of us.
And he says the world's economic system is perverse. The Pope says it exploits the poor. The Supreme Court's closing in on the end of its term, and a key decision on Obamacare is yet to come. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Everything from calm to chaos is being predicted as the High Court prepares to rule on the legality of Affordable Care Act subsidies in the 37 states using the federal exchange.
I have a lot of anxiety around this.
Julie Hamilton, a 63-year-old Richmond, Virginia woman recovering from mesothelioma cancer, could lose her subsidy along with 6.4 million other Americans. Her insurance costs $137 $600 a month.
If my subsidy is eliminated, there's no way I could afford $698 a month.
At the Galen Institute, which favors market-based health reform, Grace Marie Turner says a ruling against the administration would eliminate the employer mandate in those 37 states because it's tied to subsidized workers. She sees an opportunity to restructure reform to reduce federal control.
Not a replacement for Obamacare, but making sure people can escape the many rules and regulations, really restricting their choices.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
For the first time in more than 40 years, or perhaps ever, McDonald's will close more restaurants in this country than it opens this year. The huge chain has suffered a troubling sales slump. A redesign of the $10 bill will include the image of a woman, and a decision on who will be made this summer. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says it's about time.
It is a signal to the world of what we think, and representing all of our people in our history is part of who we are.
The new design on the 10 will also include new security features. Three New York City postal workers face charges for stealing computers and other gifts bound for an Operation Santa program to help underprivileged kids.
How do you do that to children? How do you do that to children?
Shameful, greedy.
It's shocking.
The three allegedly wrote fake letters or changed addresses. Reports say when Brian Williams' NBC suspension is up in August, he won't return to the anchor chair on nightly news. His future role at the network is being worked out. Williams did get into trouble for embellishments and misstatements on stories he covered. The 2009 movie The Blind Side was a big hit.
You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me.
And it won an Oscar for Sandra Bullock, but the film, based on NFL lineman Michael Orr's life, is getting a bad review from Orr himself. He tells ESPN the movie hurt his career and has been the underpinning for criticism he's faced. Orr has made millions, but is on his third team in three seasons. Not a lot of high marks in a report on the hardware and vehicles used in child restraints. Jeff Gilbert has more from WWJ Detroit.
Out of 102 vehicles tested, only the Mercedes GL, BMW 5 Series, and VW Passat were given a good rating. Insurance Institute researcher Jessica Dramakian says tethers and anchors were often hard to get to.
We think that if the vehicle manufacturers fix the problems with the latch hardware, then parents will have an easier time installing child restraints correctly.
10 vehicles got poor ratings. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A survey by J.D. Power finds cars and trucks from the U.S., Korea, and Europe have improved so much, Japanese automakers are having trouble keeping up. Porsche and Kia are the two tops overall for quality. The report says the industry as a whole has trouble putting out decent entertainment systems. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.